Isimo ezweni sibi, sibi ngempela, indlala ibambile. Kuyalanjwa ngendlela engakaze ngikubone, uhlupho olulwa ngeke uzulu khulume. Kubi, kubi ngempela, angikaze ngibone udubo olungaka. Ngiyawezwa amabandla ngempela ethi afuna ukuya emgwaqweni ngo-31 July. Hayi, angazi ke ukuthi sizoyithini indaba ye-COVID, ngoba nayi indaba ye-COVID. Uhlupho lwami ukuthi singaya emgwaqweni bese sithelelana i-COVID, sizokwenza kanjani? Uzocabanga ukuthi akula mithi ezibhedlela. Amanesi labo ukhuluma ngawo awekho lokuba khona ezibhedlela, nabodokotela kubi, labo bahluphekile abantu benkosi, angibasoli. Manje thina njengobuholi ke nephathi e-responsible, asikwazi ukuthi kuthi kukubi kanje bese senza isimo sibe worse. Ngesilungu bathi is pouring petrol on a fire that is already gone out of control. So asikwazi ke ukukwenza lokho, hayi, asikwazi ukuba khona kulowo mbhikisho, kodwa ukuthi isimo sibi siyasibona. Kahle kahle masibhikisha sizotholani, ngoba uzokhumbula phela msakazi ukuthi indaba yokubhikisha sayiqala kudala njenge-MDC, asitholanga lutho. Lapho kwathi kungathi kuba ngcono khona kwaba i-GNU. I-GNU ayibenga ngombhikisho, i-GNU yabuya ngokukhulumisana. So hayi, kuzosikhutha lokho kokubhikisha lokho, kodwa ama-sentiments ne-reason behind umbhikisho hayi sihamba nakho, kodwa khona hayi kuzosikhutha kwamanje.
Siyakwazi ukuthi likunkulumo zepolady eziqhutywa ngamabandla atshiyeneyo aphikisayo kanye lebandla leZANU-PF. Abantu abanengi bavele besithi ipolady ngamadlwane nje eliwenzayo, kambe ukutshabalala komnotho, ukoma kwempilo akufakazi lokho yini?
Iphutha elikhona wena msakazi ukuthi abantu basuka ba-impose i-mandate or i-narrative ye-Polad. I-Polad is not an executive organization or a co-governance organization. I-Polad yindawo lapho abasezopolitiki abarana njengabomongameli or for iposition yobumongameli ngo-2018 abahlangana khona baxoxe ngendaba zelizwe nokuthi kanti singenzani ukuthi indaba zopolitiki zingasenzi ukuthi sixabane silwe.